Welcome to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. This podcast connects readings from the Gospel of Matthew with the Church's Matthew 25 vision of building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. As the Sundays after Pentecost continue, the Revised Common Lectionary passes through the center of the Gospel of Matthew. This section of Matthew's Gospel finds the disciples in frequent situations of conflict and controversy, debate and danger, as Jesus' words and actions put him at odds with religious leaders, political authorities, societal norms, and cultural expectations. The Church's work to eradicate systemic poverty, dismantle structural racism, and build congregational vitality draws the people of God into similar dilemmas. Jesus' call to faith and faithfulness is often countercultural, socially unacceptable, politically unpopular, and even scandalous to certain religious sensibilities. Yet, those who undertake this work also come to know the gifts and blessings of following Jesus, the hope and joy of life in the Spirit, and the grace and peace that come from God alone. The passages from Matthew that frame this sermon series exemplify this tension. In the beginning, Jesus promises, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." At the end, Jesus warns, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross." The yoke is the cross, but it is easy and light because Christ is the one who shoulders its true weight. The preaching and music suggestions in this 9-week summer series explore the challenging nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ, specifically with respect to these three priorities for the PCUSA: systemic poverty, structural racism, and congregational vitality. Topics rotate, not always in the same order, according to the themes and images of the biblical passages. By the end of the summer, congregations will have had the opportunity to engage each of these topics 3 times and from a variety of approaches. A reading from Matthew, chapter 16, verses 21 through 28. Jesus says, "If any wish to follow me, they must take up their cross."
From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Jesus again presents the paradox of God's economy. Those who seek to save their own lives will lose them. Those who want to acquire the world will lose what truly matters. How does this challenge conventional wisdom about wealth and poverty?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
O God, author and giver of all good things, plant in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Thank you for listening to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. Please like, share, and subscribe. Scripture passages are drawn primarily from the Revised Common Lectionary and are adapted from the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Today's reader is
Reverend Carlton David Johnson.
Hymns are from Glory to God, the Presbyterian Hymnal, and are in the public domain. Musical recordings are by Philip Morgan. Prayers come from the 2018 Book of Common Worship. You can visit pcusa.org/Matthew25 to learn more about the Matthew 25 vision of the Presbyterian Church USA.